Praise the Lord. I wonder what we're going to preach on today.
I don't know.
Neither do I at the moment. Glory to Jesus. God does know. I just turned to a daily reading I have. Don't read it often. Don't read it sort of daily at times, but just one of those. And the title is, for today, Enthusiastic About Jesus. And I've only just read it when I came in, when I sat down after we'd been doing praise and worship. It says, enthusiastic about Jesus.
Ooh,
look, my shackles are gone. Yeah. My spirit's free.
Yes.
Just praise the Lord. He's lifted you, He's rescued you, He's set you free.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory to Jesus.
We'll help you preach.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad. And Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. My translation, the New American Standard, says this. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. That you may not be sluggard, but imitators of those through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen.
You'll not inherit the promises of God through being lazy.
No. That's perfectly true.
You've got to be motivated to push on.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
David did.
Yeah.
There's one of the Psalms, it says, oh my soul, why art thou cast down? Hope thou in God.
Yes.
Stir up.
Amen.
The gifts.
Yeah.
Did you notice that was plural?
Yeah.
The gifts which are in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, God wants to use you.
Yeah.
But you have to stir you up sometimes.
Amen.
You know? Sometimes we get up in the morning, we're dragging his feet.
Yeah.
Aren't we? Ooh, had a bad night. Come to church, we're not feeling good. But when we get into praise and worship, something by the Spirit of God stirs up within us. And something starts moving and brewing and suddenly I'm alive. You know? Time has been bent, you know. Glory to God. It's like God's reversed things. Well, He has. Jesus came and He reversed the curse.
He did.
He turned the curse into a blessing.
He did.
Amen?
He did.
You're a blessing.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, you're a blessing.
You're a
hallelujah.
Blessing.
You were a curse, but you're a blessing now. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got to get that one in. Yeah, yeah. You know, hallelujah. You're a blessing. Amen? You're a blessing.
You're a blessing.
Oh, glory to Jesus. And so are you, Edwin. The Lord bless you. You know, we've not got to be afraid to speak out. We've not got to be afraid to declare the things of God. Because when we declare the word of God, it comes to life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. And said, guess what's going to happen to you? I'm declaring, he says.
Whoa.
I'm prophesying over your life.
Amen.
I'm bringing a declaration from the very throne room of God.
Whoa.
You shall be with child.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And his name shall be Emmanuel. God with us. The Messiah. The Savior of the whole world and, wait a minute, and all of creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's right.
You know, so often we think, Jesus died just to save me. No, He died for all of God's creation.
Amen.
Because all of God's creation, because of Adam's sin, became tainted with sin.
Yeah.
And so Jesus came to redeem all that back.
Amen.
to Himself. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So all of creation is being redeemed. And so this angel prophesies to Mary and says, you shall be with child.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Hallelujah. You shall be with child and you shall call his name Emmanuel. God is with us.
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell them.
God is with us.
Amen. God is with us. Greater is he that is with us than those that are against us. Glory to God. Amen. God is with us. And so Mary submits to God. Submits to the angel's decree.
Yeah.
Carries this child. She goes to see her relative, Elizabeth, who is already with child. She's beyond the age of childbearing.
Oh.
Yet she's with child, John the Baptist, who is going to come and declare, make straight the paths, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And John came preparing the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we celebrate these things this day.
Amen.
And we rejoice. We don't just rejoice about the 25th of December, do we? We rejoice every day.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Because every day my Savior lives and reigns and in my heart and in my life and in this world and in this universe.
Amen. Yeah.
Let's expand God.
Amen.
He created all the universe. Oh, glory to God. They were talking last night on the TV and saying how far these lights of these stars were travelling. So many hundreds of thousands of light years. And yet they forget to tell us that although that light is travelling all that time, that star actually might no longer exist. How big is God? God, He's here now. And God, He's also in America now. God is in Africa now. God is in China now. Hallelujah. And yet He sits enthroned in the heavens.
Amen.
And you read Revelation, and there on that throne, surrounded by the sea of glass, with an emerald rainbow of light that speaks of the life and the vibrancy of God.
Woo! Praise God.
And that constantly, from the very throne room of God, is life, life, life. Life and life. That's what God is about. Jesus said, and He said, I only do that which my Father does. He said, I have come to give you life and more abundantly. Amen? He's only reflecting what the throne room is already pushing out. The very life of God. We exist and we breathe because of the life of God. Amen?
Amen.
You exist, Edwin, because God wants you to exist.
Amen.
Because God spoke your name.
Yeah.
And wants you to exist.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, He says, He's got His eye upon you. Ivy, God knows every silver hair upon your head. Amen?
Yes.
Praise His wonderful name. He knows all about you. He knows more about you than you know about yourself.
Amen.
And He loves us so much.
Yes.
And He cares for us. That's why Jesus came. I was lost, but Jesus found me. I was going to hell, but He rescued me off that road. Just in time. Absolutely. Put me on that right pathway. And He holds us and walks us along day by day. The wise men saw a star in the east and said, "It's the star of a king." Yeah. Let me tell you this. They didn't come seeking a kingdom.
No.
I'm going to get to that verse, aren't I, at some stage. They didn't come seeking a kingdom. They came seeking the King of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
These were the wise men. They weren't looking for the kingdom. They were looking for the King of the kingdom.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I just cannot escape this. Because you know, if you look for a kingdom, you'll just live in it. If you look for the King,
wow,
you'll worship Him.
You will. Amen.
And there's a difference.
Amen.
You'll do anything then for the kingdom's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you worship the King.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You see, people come to our nation from different countries. They don't know the Queen. They have really no respect for her. And in one sense, they have no respect for the kingdom. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Throw their trash. They pull up in their cars and they've got rubbish in the cars. And they just throw it on the street. Mm-hmm. Seen them do it. I've even stopped them and said, "Pick it up. You're living in this country now. You're not at home. Pick it up. Mm-hmm. And just put it in a trash bin or take it home with you." But you see, if you knew the King, you would not trash that which belongs to the King. You wouldn't defile that which belongs to the King. See, this belongs to the King. Yeah. Have to care for it. Look after it. God wants to fill us. God wants you to know His presence. Because He wants to care for you also.
Amen.
But we have to know the King. It's not about just living in the kingdom. There are many people who live in the kingdom. But not all are of the kingdom.
No.
I can prove it. I can take you to two or three scriptures. The one on the parable of the tares and the wheat.
Yeah.
And the master says, "Let them grow together. The field is the kingdom. And in the field you have different seeds growing up. Weeds and food. Weeds and saints. Sinful and righteous.
Yeah.
Growing together. And at times it seems that the unrighteous outstrip the righteous. And the servants say, 'Shall we go and tear up the unrighteous?' He says, 'No. You may damage the righteous. You may damage my children. Leave it until the time of the harvest."
Yeah.
When they are full grown. When all is ready. When all preparations are made. Then we shall first. Now this knocks, puts nails in coffins. We shall then first gather up the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't leaving the earth.
No.
before the unrighteous. God is not coming to rescue you. There's nothing to rescue you from. Because the word tells us you are more than a conqueror. So he's not coming to rescue you. He's coming to reward you. Oh, glory to God. He's bringing a reward. Amen. It'll be Christmas all over again. It'll be Christmas every day. What's that? What was it in? Oh, that was it. The Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe, was it? You know? It's always winter, but never Christmas. And sometimes we feel like that. But he is coming to reward us.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not coming to rescue us. He's coming to reward us. Hallelujah.
It's always saying to the churches in Revelation, all the churches in Revelation, overcome.
Yeah, overcome. Yeah. Overcome. You see, the word says, you are more than a conqueror.
Yes.
You're an overcomer.
Yes.
And Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So he didn't come to destroy you and me.
No.
He came to rebuild, restore, and
Amen.
Reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's in love with his creation.
Amen.
You see, when life is flowing out from the very throne room of God, that which is made in his image draws from his likeness.
Yeah.
It draws from his life. And so the life of God is given to each and every one of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we can rejoice in that.
Mm.
And at this time of Christmas, let's be enthusiastic about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, everybody's enthusiastic about buying presents and, you know, the big Christmas tree. And yeah, that's fine. But let's not forget who and what we celebrate.
Amen.
Let's not forget that you and I exist and we live and breathe because of Jesus. Because without Jesus, you might be a drunken slob. You could be on drugs. Some of you would already be dead.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the world, you've lived longer than you should. In the eyes of God, you're living on and on and on. And on into eternity.
Amen.
In the eyes of the doctors, some of you shouldn't be here anymore. But we are.
Amen.
Because we went to Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
We went to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We went to him who knows all things. We went to him who is the life-giving God. And he quickened our mortal bodies and gave us life. And gave us life everlasting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to his wonderful name.
Yes.
But he came just as a baby. And his name was... What was his name when he came as a baby? Jesus. That's right. He came as a baby. And his name was Jesus. Meaning, the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows your name. Your name. Your name. My name. And he loves each and every one of us. And he came down to this earth. And it was the love of God that brought Jesus to this earth. It was the love of God that came to retake my life and redeem it back to God.
Yes.
And to begin to make something of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And without that, I will be lost. Without that, I will be a helpless state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God takes your hand, takes hold of you, it's a life-changing experience.
Amen.
We've seen it this last few weeks with Lee, who's now gone into rehab. Saw him last week get baptized. What a time we had in that sense.
Amen.
That just the presence of God that was there, something happened that day. It's made the devil angry.
Amen.
But I'm so glad
that
the devil's mad. He said, I don't want to be a devil, please.
No.
I want to make him mad.
Amen.
So I'm so glad. We sang it today, that the devil's mad. Oh, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. But he's mad because he lost the child that he thought he had. He thought he'd stolen you from God. He thought he'd stolen you from God.
Never.
But God has a claim on your life. Has a redemptive work to be done in your life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we can rejoice in that and give thanks to God for His goodness to us. And as those wise men came, they said, we don't seek a kingdom. The kingdom existed, you know. The kingdom of Israel. They came to find the king.
Amen.
They thought, well, if he's a king, he must be born in a palace. How wrong we can be.
Yes.
How mistaken we can be.
Yes.
Were you born in a palace? Huh? You can't remember, obviously. Was she born in a palace? You weren't. No, I weren't. No, me neither. No idea where I was born in one sense. Probably in a hospital, maybe. Or maybe, I don't know, I might have been born at home. No idea. Yeah, I mean, when I was born, I lived in a Nissen hut. Remember them? Very palatial. Very basic, yeah. Just a shell. And I remember when my sister was born. I think she was born in a hospital. He was born in a stable, was Jesus. I probably had a similar experience after my sister was born. Because I remember nursing my sister and feeding her a bottle. Whilst I was doing that, there was a mouse or a rat sat looking through a hole in the wall of the Nissen hut. I can still remember that today. I came from very palatial surroundings, you know me. They were looking in, thankfully.
Still plaguing me today.
And his family is still bothering me today. I went in the loft last week. I found mouse droppings. I thought he's moved out the garage, he's now moved in the house. Obviously it's too cold. He's only been living around the boiler. I'm like, I just don't believe this. I went round the bungalow, I'm thinking, how did he get in? There ain't a hole big enough that I can see.
I found an ant in my house today.
Well.
Very well.
I know, but
you believe that?
Well, I don't believe anything these days at times. But God is there for each and every one of us.
Yes.
God is looking for after His creation.
Yes.
You see, we had a humble beginning.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, if He's a king, He must have been born in the palace. That's where all kings are born. So we think. But He was born in a grubby stable. In a manger where the cattle fed from. Bit of clean straw. How clean straw? I've no idea. I'm sure there's something that lives on it. And there he's born and brought into that. And it says, and then angels declared. On the hillside, they proclaimed. They rejoiced. You wonder, you think to yourself, what were they rejoicing about? See, they don't understand salvation.
No.
They look at you and me and they see us rejoicing and they think, I wonder what it is that they've got to rejoice about so much. Because they have never seen those that are in heaven. And they're looking and saying, what is this redemption? They look in awe at the mystery of the work of God that has gone on in your life.
Amen.
They'll see a difference. They'll say, well, whatever it is doing something in their lives that we've never experienced. But the angels came rejoicing and said, hey, guess what? We've great news to tell you. Glory to God in the highest. Peace. Now, we often say peace on earth. Peace, it should be peace in earth.
Yeah.
We're made of the dust.
Amen.
We're of Adam's seed. Yeah. We're at war with God.
Yeah.
We're at enmity with God. Until Jesus comes, and then there is a declaration, God has said, peace to in earth, in this vessel. Peace towards mankind. Goodness towards mankind. And the angels rejoiced. Because they knew that all of God's creation was in the process have been redeemed back into the very bosom and the very presence of God. Hallelujah. And they had seen creation at its beginning.
Wow.
They'd seen what God had created on this earth, and they rejoice in that this will be restored.
Amen.
God will restore His paradise.
He will.
God will restore the Eden where He can fellowship.
Amen.
With His creation. Day by day. Moment by moment. Hallelujah. And we can rejoice. And we can be glad.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For what God is doing in our lives. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. And the angels there are rejoicing with the shepherds. And the shepherds are like, what is going on? We have never seen anything like it before. They were scared at first. But the angel said, don't be afraid. We're just having a party.
Amen.
We're rejoicing. We're just partying. And we slipped out of faster than the speed of light. We've stopped, slowed down just to party and let you guys know that Jesus, the Messiah, has come to redeem you.
Amen.
They'd slowed down. They'd made themselves visible because they're traveling faster than the speed of light.
Amen.
And suddenly, they make themselves visible. They slow everything down.
Yeah.
You've not heard that before, some of you. God's going faster than the speed of light. Suddenly slows down in the presence of God.
Yeah.
The angelic beings, which are invisible, appear.
Yeah.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace in this earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Peace in this earth.
Amen.
It's not on the earth, it's in this earth. Yeah. We're made of dust. As you all know, in the next few days, there are a number of people that we know of that have been buried. And one of the phrases that is used is ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But our spirit is alive.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus came into our hearts and lives, we were born again of the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
You can't kill my spirit.
No.
You might kill my flesh, but you'll not kill my spirit.
No.
It will live on forever in the presence of a holy God.
Amen.
It will live on forever in His glory.
Yes.
And we can rejoice in that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the angels came and declared that Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, has come as a baby.
Yeah.
And He's given to a young teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was only a teenager. At the most, 16. And said, "You look after Him. The Son of God.
Wow.
You look after Him." What a responsibility. She cares for Him. The wise men are seeking Jesus. They come looking for a king. Seek ye first the King of the kingdom and His righteousness. All these things will be added unto you.
Definitely.
Find the King.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get to know the King.
Amen.
Spend time with the King.
Yes.
And that King is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And when you get to see the King and experience the presence of the King, you will bow.
Yeah.
And you will worship the King.
You will.
Because when those wise men came, they brought gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah.
But the other thing they brought with them was worship.
Amen.
And they bowed before Him and presented their gifts and worshipped Him.
Yeah.
The shepherds came and they worshipped Him. A baby in a manger. A small child. And they worshipped Him. They bowed at His feet.
Yeah.
And they worshipped Him. It's time the churches learnt to bow the knee to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We so glibly treat Jesus. He's my mate, He's my buddy, He's my pal. No, He's not. He's the King of the kings. He's the Lord of the lords. He's the ruler of the universe. He's the creator of all things. This is my Jesus. He's the lover of my soul. He's the one who gives me life. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my finance. He's my shepherd. Hallelujah. He's everything to me. And He has set me free.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has delivered me from the hand of the slayer.
Yes.
Glory to God. I am not going to be slayed by the devil and his demons. Hallelujah. I am set free from that. Glory to God. Yeah, that's right. We were singing it, weren't we? My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He lifted me. My sins are forgiven. And now I am free. Oh, praise the Lord. My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. Oh, praise the Lord. He lifted me. My sins are forgiven. And now I am free. Oh, praise the Lord. My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. Satan, my spirit's free. Hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of the visitation of Jesus when He came as a baby. And He lived 33 and a third years. And lived and breathed the power of God into our lives. And showed us how we could live and move and have our being on this earth. And be victorious all the time. Hallelujah. He came and gave His life that we did not have to suffer the punishment of eternal damnation. Glory to God. And so we're free. We're free to give Him praise. We're free to rejoice. Hallelujah. Nothing should stop us from praising God.
Amen.
Nothing should stop us from praising God. Hallelujah. We push through and we believe God. And we believe God for eternity. And you know, if you and I live that life of rejoicing and praising God, people will look at it and say, what is it you've got? Because I need a dose of it.
Amen.
I need what you've got.
Amen.
Because it carries you through every circumstance, every situation, every trial, every tribulation. What is it you've got? The answer is, it's not what I've got. It's what's got me.
Amen.
It's not what I've got. I got nothing. But it's what's got me.
Yeah.
And what's got me is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's not the devil.
No,
he's not got me. Because
no.
He's always begging of me.
Oh, yeah.
He's always demanding from me. It's Jesus who's got me. And it's Jesus who gives to me and who loves me. And He's the lover of my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's the one. And when we begin to realize that when we go through the storms, when we go through crises in life, He's there with us. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll never leave you. Mm-hmm. I'll never forsake you. He's always there. And sometimes you get tired of walking. Well, like that footprints poster picks you up and He carries you.
Amen.
Might only be one set of footprints in the sand and they're not yours.
No.
It's Him carrying you until you're strong enough to walk again. He's always caring for us.
Yes.
I know Christmas time can be a challenging time for many people. I understand that. Many of us at different times have lost loved ones. But thank God.
Amen.
Because of Jesus. I know that my Redeemer lives. And because of that, I know that my mother lives.
Amen.
And I shall see her again.
Amen.
And I shall see her in glory.
Amen.
And we shall rejoice and we shall dance together. Because she's alive and rejoicing.
Amen.
Yes, I miss her in the physical realm. But I thank God she's far, far better off.
Amen.
Where she is now in the presence of my God, and my King, and my Lord,
yes.
And in her King, and her God,
Amen.
And her Lord. She's far better off.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now she's just waiting for me.
Amen.
For the family to join her. I can still remember the following Sunday after she died. We used to stand on that platform and lead worship from there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mum used to sit on this left-hand side. Your right. No, your left. My right. And she would stand there and sing.
Yeah.
And I remember that first Sunday, right? And we were worshiping God. And I heard my mother singing. On that platform, on my right.
Jesus.
But I wouldn't wish her back.
Because
she's in a far, far better place.
Amen.
I rejoice that there shall be that day when we shall sing together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we shall see each other face to face. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice. Yes, I miss her at Christmas time. But I'm not going to let that stand in the way, because I have a sister, a brother-in-law, a wife, a family, and an extended family. And I can rejoice in the fact of the gift that God has given to me. And God has given to you. That He has brought a Saviour into the world to save me, to redeem me, to set me free, to give me life, to give me a hope, to give me a future, to give me an eternity. And I can rejoice in that. Hallelujah. Because He loves me. And He came for me. And He came for you to set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be enthusiastic about Jesus. Declare His name. Don't be afraid of speaking about Him.
No.
But be enthusiastic about Him and rejoice in what He has done. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
And the Lord give you many blessings these next few days.
Yes.
Give you many opportunities. It's an open opportunity to share Jesus with so many people. Everybody thinks it's about tinsels and lights. But it's about a Saviour who came to redeem you and me, to buy back the pearl of greatest price. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Amen.